You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
Submissions on the controversial Treaty Principles Bill were set to close last week, when on the final few days of submissions, the portal to submit suffered technical difficulties. Due to this, many people were unable to send in their submissions on time. Parliament made the decision to extend the submission period to make up for the issue, with thousands also handing theirs in person. The bill is estimated to now have had more than 300,000 submissions prior to the original deadline, making it the most highly submitted on bill in history. For our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, I spoke to Ricardo Menendez March about the submission process, and we also talked about the contested regulatory standards bill, which has also recently come into the spotlight. But I started off by asking him about the technical errors with the Treaty Principle Bill submissions. How did the Green Party feel about the way the technical issues with the treaty bill submissions were treated?
It is really clear that Parliament was not prepared for such an overwhelming number of submissions. And while we welcome the submissions having been extended, so that is a period for people to be able to submit, I think it shows that we need to better resource Parliament to ensure that actually we can keep up with this level of public engagement on bills, because it's encouraging to see such an upswell of people participating on what is their right to have their voice heard on a bill that should obviously be killed.
Do you think, given the huge amount of engagement with the bill, given the hikoi motetiriti prior to the submissions closing, that Parliament should have been prepared for such an overwhelming amount of submissions?
Yeah, and part of the challenge is that the people who often run things like select committees have been warning us for some time that they have been underfunded for many, many years. And so I think this is why the coalition should look at bolstering the clerk and the people who run things like select committees, so that they have websites that can keep up with the pressure when, you know, we do have issues that are seeing massive resistance on the streets and online. But I think where we are right now is now honouring the hundreds of thousands of submitters and ensuring that as many of them can actually have their voices heard at the select committee stage.
So it's estimated that there were 300,000 submissions or more on the bill before the initial deadline, and the final number is set to be revealed tomorrow. Do you think with this record number of submissions are going to be enough to kill the bill prior to its second reading?
Well, it's going to be important that the National Party honours their word when it comes to committing to not letting this bill pass beyond the first reading. And so, independent of what comes out of the select committee process, we need to ensure that the National Party and New Zealand First continue their commitment to not letting this bill through and not using the select committee process as an excuse to drag this process further, while acknowledging that it is important that submitters have their voices heard and that we don't just dishonour the contributions that hundreds of thousands of people have made.
I was going to touch on that National Party promise as well. Do you have faith that they are going to stick to that? You say we've got to make sure that they do, but do you believe that they will?
Oh, well, I don't have a lot of faith in the National Party in general, right? They stand for things that many of us don't, including things like greater power for corporates to destroy a natural environment, which is in some ways what this bill would be doing. But I do want to hold them to their word that they have said so many times that this bill won't go through, that it would be a massive disservice and a breach of trust to everyone, including their own voters, for them to then switch their vote in the last minute. So we're looking forward to holding them to account for having promised to the New Zealand public that this bill won't pass.
On the Treaty Principle Bill submissions, more requests for oral submissions have been made than can be accommodated for. So only a small proportion of these are going to be able to speak. Is this a regular process? And also, do you think it's a fair outcome for the public?
So this wouldn't be the first time that not all oral submissions have been heard on bills where we have received a huge number of submissions. I think this shows multiple things. One of them is that many law experts have been telling us that actually we no longer have a parliament that can accommodate a growing number of people in this country, nor can accommodate high engagement on bills that are deemed controversial. I think those are conversations we'll need to have, because we cannot keep having a processes where we have a huge number of people contributing to legislation and then getting told, oh, actually, you won't get a chance to have your voice heard and for politicians to directly hear from you. I'm not happy that people won't all have their chances to present in front of politicians, but I hope that the process that Justice Committee follows through to choose who presents is fair and balanced and doesn't end up leaning towards just amplifying voices that want to rewrite history.
So moving on to the Regulatory Standards Bill, this is a bill that the ACT Party has attempted to introduce a number of times in the past and failed each time. Why is there a cause for concern this time then?
Well, because in this case, we do have a government that is probably the most right-wing government that is most hell-bent in giving corporates the ability to destroy a natural environment, to increase inequality. We've seen that with the fast track legislation, and the way in which the government is moving is giving us reason to believe that this bill may finally end up coming to fruition. And it is encouraging though to see then so many people activating and submitting against it. And so we hope that makes the National Party realise that this bill wasn't a good idea, and isn't a good idea in the same way it wasn't almost 20 years ago.
Some of the concern around the bill is due to the fact that it isn't proposed to have a principle relating to Te Tiriti o Waitangi. What are the Green Party's concerns around this?
Well, totally. So part of, you know, regulation may sound boring for many people, but actually regulation dictates how so many things are made, you know, like including the quality of the homes that we live in, how we allow corporations to, for example, dig up natural resources. And if we erase the Tiriti from the rules that dictate these things, we're basically allowing corporates to be able to have freehold when it comes to exploiting our natural environment and taking away the ability for Māori to have mana motuhake over the land and resources. And even, not Māori should be worried about that, because Te Tiriti is a line of defense against corporate exploitation. And this bill seeks to basically remove that layer of protection.
The coalition agreement signed in 2023 between National and ACT indicates support for this legislation to pass. Do you think this bill actually has a place in Aotearoa, or was it more so leverage for the successful coalition agreement?
This bill has no place in Aotearoa. I mean, it has been shown time and time again that this bill is not needed. We actually already, for reasons due to past governments, are already one of the governments with some of the least regulation when it comes to businesses being able to be set up in Aotearoa to extract resources. And so we don't need a bill that seeks to remove a critical layer of protection when it comes to Te Tiriti. But this is why people engaging, making submissions, and submitting once this bill comes to the select committee stage, if it does, will be really, really important, so that we send a really strong message to the government that the people don't want this bill, in the same way that David Seymour's own ministry is advising him that this bill isn't needed.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March on the Treaty Principles Bill submissions and the Regulatory Standards Bill.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.